Sasha, you're having trouble with getting into the chat room.
I am, yeah.
Your phone there, and we're trying to figure out, okay, well, how can you get your phone up on a bigger screen, and so on and so forth. We've encountered this with broadcasting, where we're always looking for ways to bring in other camera sources. So whether they be cameras themselves, computer screens, or mobile devices.
Right.
So, you know, we've done SlimPort. SlimPort is amazing. This is so cool. I don't know if you knew this or not, but that little USB port on your Android phone can do other things. It's USB. So it's not just a charging port. It's not just a transferring port. So you can install a SlimPort adapter by simply plugging it in. There,
sneaky.
It's installed. And that is a full-sized HDMI output for my phone.
Huh.
So now I can hook up my phone to the TV or projector or anything else, right? That's
well,
full
isn't
HDMI.
Isn't that smart?
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Sneaky.
So we've used that in the past here at the studio anytime we want to bring up the phone.
Yeah.
But it's wires. More
right.
cables. Have you ever seen our floors here? If you ever watched us in 360, you know there are wires everywhere. And more wires, more HDMI cables.
Make a bed of wires.
No, thank you. It does work very well, but it, you know, it's it is what it is.
So my guess is that you have a wireless solution.
What if?
Oh. What if?
Ooh. Well, Miracast is something that's built into your Android phone.
Cool.
It's also, you know, there are drivers that you can install it on Ubuntu that are kind of under development. Windows 10 has it built in. So it's an open platform, open protocol for screencasting, for getting the screen of your device onto another device wirelessly.
Okay.
It's called Miracast. So the neat thing about it is that because it's an open technology, it's coming into the place where you don't have to spend $150 to get a device that you can cast to.
Yeah.
And it's not Chromecast. You're familiar with Chromecast, but that has, you know, it's got to be a compatible application, or it's got to have, you know, the Chromecast capability within the app itself, or you've got to do it through the browser. So a little bit different. Miracast is just, it's anything that's on the screen. Absolutely anything. So it's like using an HDMI output, but it's all there. So as I was saying, the cost comes down because more manufacturers are able to bring them out. Truth be told, more Chinese manufacturers are able to bring them out.
Right.
They're more and more readily available. And then all of a sudden you get things like this from Anycast, the M2 Plus, which, as you can see here, is just a little dongle. It looks like Chromecast, doesn't it?
It actually does. It even has like a little circle.
Yeah. It's like a knockoff logo, but it's actually like, it's like an eye bulb.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, so let's get into it. So what this allows us to do is stream wirelessly from our phone to this device. So getting into the box, just get a quick look at what we have here. Some cables.
Yay, cables.
We wanted to get away from cables. All right, but here's the thing. This cable goes into the back of this device. It's not going to plug in to our phone and all that kind of stuff, even though it is just micro USB. So, okay, that's micro USB. That is a Wi-Fi dongle.
Right.
And this is USB, presumably for power.
Okay.
Now, the key thing here with our M2 Plus, which incidentally you can get through our shop, you can go to cat5.tv/anycast, and that's going to be able to hook you up with one of these. They're dirt cheap. So, there you go. So, this dongle, as like a Chromecast, has simply an HDMI full-sized plug on there. So you plug that into the side of your TV.
Awesome.
Your TV has a USB port for service, but it also gives power. So then this goes into the side of the TV as well for powering the device. And then we've got USB micro right there, which is going to power the Anycast device. And the Wi-Fi is going to give it its own access point. So, guesses. Why would it have its own access point built in? You've already got Wi-Fi in your home network. Mm-hmm. Any guesses?
Mm-mm.
Just put that out there, chat room. All right, I'll give you a hint. And by way of hint, I mean the answer. Traditionally, with these kinds of devices, you plug them in, and, okay, how do I get it now connected to my Wi-Fi network?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to plug in a keyboard to it. I've got to bring it up on the TV. I've got to set up networking. I've got to plug in more cables, and so on and so forth. So by having this, now this Wi-Fi is not what we're going to use to connect to it. This Wi-Fi is going to allow us, first of all, to connect to this device, to configure it, to then connect out to our existing Wi-Fi. So we can do all of the setup from our phone, from our computer, from anything at all. It's app free. You see some of the reviews that will say, oh, well, the app was, you know, in Chinese, or the app was garbage, or you don't need an app for this. Why are you installing an app for Miracast? It's already built into your phone. And I'm going to show you that in a couple of minutes' time. But because it's already built in, and because this is configured through Wi-Fi, so all I have to do is just connect my phone to its built-in Wi-Fi, log into the interface, set up my router, and then it's working.
Boom.
Plain and simple.
Oh, that's perfect.
So we're going to take a really quick break. While we're on break and you're enjoying this wonderful commercial, I'm going to just simply plug this into our Telestream Wirecast broadcast computer. You can plug this into your TV. You can plug this into a video capture device like I'm going to do tonight. And what this will allow us to do here is bring up a phone on the screen. So if we ever want to do an app review, or if you want to be able to look at your phone, the chat room, on a big TV or something like that,
right,
you can use Miracast to wirelessly stream it. And your phone is still something that you can stick in your pocket and just simply turn on and off Miracast.
Huh.
Okay, so that's that. We're going to come right back after this. Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
That's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on there. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost. Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV. Now, the Miracast device, the M2 Plus from Anycast, is available at cat5.tv/anycast, just like it sounds. And it's plugged into our Telestream Wirecast broadcast server into a Magewell capture card. So that's HDMI input for a computer that allows us to stream from our cameras or from any HDMI device. Now, we've got 5 HDMI inputs in our server, so I've just plugged it into one. So all I have to do is just click on for Wirecast to switch screens, and that is what I see. So you see the SSID up there? That is the built-in Wi-Fi that we were talking about. And the PSK, that's the pre-shared key. That is the password that I can use to connect to it right now, or that you can use if you're within about 2 kilometers to hack our network.
Cool.
No, not really. That you want to keep that private. That allows people to make changes to the settings of the device, but that is essentially it. Hmm. So now, in order to access that, of course, all I need to do on my phone is look for that Anycast SSID, just like connecting to any Wi-Fi hotspot, and then bring up my web browser, go to the IP address, which it's going to give me, and then I can just do the settings for my router. Now, I've already taken the liberty of doing that just to expedite things today for the sake of a live broadcast, but just know that if you have any trouble setting it up, it is actually quite simple. Just kind of trace your steps. First step is connect to its Wi-Fi that's built in. Mm-hmm. Then on the screen, on the TV screen, so this screen is going to change screens to say, here's my IP address. All you need to do is connect to it. So then I connect to it from my phone or my other, you know, my laptop with Wi-Fi connected to that device. Mm-hmm. And then it will allow me to set up my router.
Cool.
My router is my existing in-home or in-office network, and that's the Wi-Fi connection so that this device can now connect out to all of my other Wi-Fi devices. So now, when I'm connected to my own personal Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. I can access my Anycast device from my phone.
Ooh.
Cast to it. So it is kind of a moment of truth because, you know, I've had everything unplugged and it's just been sitting here on the desk. Put it back in the box so that we could do a fancy unboxing. And here we go. Okay. So on my phone, being that this is Android, all I need to do is just bring down my settings up here and scroll over. And now, because I have this feature enabled, you may need to turn on this on your menu, but I actually have a Miracast icon up there at the top. Mm-hmm. And I've taken a screenshot there just so that you can see that at home. Now, when I click on that, I'm going to switch modes over here. I'm going to switch over to this. Now, because I'm on the same Wi-Fi network as this, as soon as I click on Miracast, my phone now says connecting to Anycast DF. And there it goes, like as quickly as that. Whoa. So there you can see there's the Miracast icon up at the top there. So now I've got this ability to actually use my phone, and I'm casting directly to it. So why would I want to do this? Obviously, for me here in a broadcast studio, it makes sense if we ever want to demo an app
right.
on Android. How fantastic is that I can do it wirelessly just from my phone? Hmm. If you're at home, a lot of live streaming happens on your phone.
Right.
You think about the countdown, you know, New Year's Day.
Uh-huh. Right.
New Year's Eve night.
Yeah.
And the countdown is always available through their app. You can always, you know, tune in on your phone. But what about being able to cast it up in 1080p to your HDTV?
Exactly. You don't want to have to buy, like, $1 million add-on.
And not running a bunch of cables.
I mean, even for sharing photos, like if you're sitting around.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I'm not
yeah.
like, we're not super old school like the slideshows, although we kind of are. Every time Dave and I go away, we have people over and we show
like
them our
see
pictures.
My photos? Allow me to Miracast them
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, exactly. But we actually.
It is kind of sci-fi-ish,
like,
isn't it? Like I'm just shooting them off to the TV?
Right, and we have a fun big TV and we have comfortable all couches, right. So we have people over and we sit them down and we show them the pictures. So Miracast the pictures would be easier.
Oh, yeah. It works, right? You can see if I switch back to Miracast that I have done very miserably with my steps today.
Oh.
If I bring up my media and video, I can bring up, you know, there's Podcast Addict, which allows me to watch and listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. Bring up YouTube, and there's our channel. Now, interestingly enough, I mean, the first question that you're going to ask is what happens if I take that and I rotate it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does YouTube do? Well, at least it's supposed to. There it goes.
Yeah.
Take its time. Prove me wrong. I don't know why my phone is slow to rotate. But anyways, Miracast is going to follow suit. Oh, it's faster on Miracast. No, it's not. It's just, I thought
that
it was.
That one time.
Yeah. But there you have it. It is actually going to, now I'm going to rotate my phone. There you go.
Cool.
So it does it like that. Okay, that's cool.
Fancy.
So now if I obviously hit play on the video, you're going to see that on here.
So now it's an episode.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth. Did I even push play? No, I didn't. There we go. Okay, so the show is playing, and then I switch back to Miracast, and you'll see that simultaneously it's playing there. Now, the quality looks horrendous. Well, what's that about? YouTube, hello. 240p, no thank you. I'm here at the studio. We've got miserable internet on LTE, so I'll just switch it to 720p, and we'll see. There we go. Doesn't that look nice?
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. So it's as easy as that. So we've got the ability to have it on in both places at once. You've got a tablet. Mm-hmm. You've got a TV.
Cool.
Or VR goggles.
Okay. Oh, share your experience.
Exactly. So I'm playing a VR video game.
Right.
Which I can't normally share with anyone else because it's on my phone, it's in my goggles, mm-hmm. and I'm playing like this. And they're wondering what's going on. Now they can watch it on the screen as well. Video
That's
games,
cool.
full screen,
that is cool.
anything else. I mean, games okay. on these things these days are pretty impressive. What's the performance like? Do I have anything even worth looking at? I've got Lego Star Wars. It's
Yay.
Just whatever the kids want, right? Does it even play on here?
One way to find out.
Yeah, one way to find out. So this is just live casting through Miracast.
Episode 516, the episode where Robbie plays video games on his phone.
Doesn't that look superb, though.
That actually looks really good.
My phone is not, you know, it's an LG G3, so it's not really that. It's not a hugely impressive phone. I mean, your phone may be better than this, but so that's live streaming through Miracast from my phone.
Well, it'd be great if you have kids and stuff too, and they can play on the big screen, and not everyone has to like huddle around a phone.
I think so. Yeah, or just to be able to bring it off of this screen yeah. onto the big one. Mm-hmm. So there you have it. That is the Anycast M2 Plus. They're available really cheap. Go to cat5.tv/anycast. I'm sure you can think of a ton of ways to use this. It's just one of those things I like to have. I like own one so that if I ever need it, we've got it.
I do have a question from the chat room just about your experience with it and battery life. The Foo wants to know.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really observed any difference in battery life.
Hey, that's
but
good.
To be honest with you, I usually keep my phone charged anyways. You two know I've got a phone soap over here. When I get to the studio, I plug in my phone. When I get home, I plug in my phone. That's just me. I keep my phone at a full charge. Whether or not Miracast uses more life, now it is going to be tapping into your Wi-Fi. So as you know, you're using your wireless internet. It's going to drain your battery life faster than if you're in airplane mode. But it is, that's all it's really doing is, you know, it's processing it and sending the content over Wi-Fi. As opposed to battery life, just to let you know, now I have experienced SlimPort because this is what we originally used here at the show. And my phone gets hot with that.
That's interesting.
Right.
There's a lot more processor usage with SlimPort, whereas when I'm using Miracast, there is no notable change in use, like as far as heat goes, when I'm using my phone. So I can be casting from my phone, and it just is operating just as if I was on Wi-Fi. There's no additional heat. There's no, I don't notice any anyways. I haven't ever, you know, put it into a spectrograph or anything like that, but
there you go.
So I find it's really quite efficient, but and it obviously works really well.
Yeah, it surely does.
Let us know what you think.